Precipitation in autumn plays a critical role in the early growth stages of winter wheat. And in 2025, the fall planted crop was challenged in several regions of South Dakota, especially southern counties. South Dakota winter wheat breeder Sunish Sagal reports, dry conditions held a firm grip over winter and most of spring.
But then rains started picking up and rains came in winter too. I was almost about to abandon winter, but we didn't. So it looks kind of acceptable to try and not lose the nursery in winter, but rest all locations we are going to harvest. And yields would range from somewhere between 40 to 80 bushels.
Winter wheat variety performance trials at 14 locations across the state provide a resource for tracking wheat line strengths and challenges, with drought the primary battle for the current crop. The South Dakota Winter Wheat Breeding Program has been focusing on enhancing drought tolerance in its most recent variety lines, and Sagal indicates these wheat varieties are tolerating the dry conditions, as is the newest South Dakota winter wheat line, SD Vivian.
SD Vivian is really a solid line that can produce good yield under drought conditions, but the specialty of that line is that it can maintain high protein under high yield.
SD Vivian is being increased by certified growers this summer and will be available to farmers across the state in time for this fall's planting season. South Dakota farmers partner with the wheat breeding scientists at SDSU, helping to steer the direction of winter and spring wheat variety development, along with investing checkoff funding to support both programs. I'm Pam Geppert reporting for the South Dakota Wheat Commission.